Hey, everybody, welcome back to Insurance Talk Texas. So today, we're going to dive into something that I think is going to surprise a lot of people. If you own a home anywhere in Denton County, I'm talking Flower Mound, Little Elm, the Preserve at Pecan Creek, Villages of Carmel, this one is for you.
Oh man, yes. And here's the thing. Denton County just blew past 1 million people. Like, we've grown 60% since 2010. That's insane. And I bet most of those new homeowners have no clue what they actually have for coverage.
Right? Like, when you bought your house, your lender was like, you need homeowners insurance. You said, okay, sign some papers, and that was it. But did anyone actually sit down and explain what you've got?
Exactly. So let's talk about it. In Texas, there are basically three policies you're going to see: HOA, HO3, and HOB. And they're really different.
Okay, break it down for me.
All right, so HOA is super basic. It covers specific things: fire, lightning, hail, theft, windstorms. But get this, if your dishwasher breaks and floods your kitchen, not covered.
Wait, seriously?
Seriously, that's sudden water damage, and HOA doesn't include it. Now, HO3 is what most of the country uses. It's better. It covers your house for basically everything except what's specifically excluded. But your stuff inside, still just those named perils.
So what's this HOB I keep hearing about?
Okay, this is where it gets good. HOB is Texas-specific, and it's actually the most popular here. It covers more than HO3. You get all risk for your house, plus it includes foundation damage from water leaks, which is huge in Texas.
That's actually really important. And speaking of Texas, let's talk about why this matters so much here in Denton County. Because y'all, the weather here is no joke.
Oh my gosh, tell me about it. We're talking golf ball-sized hail, sometimes tennis ball-sized. Last year alone, Denton County had 70 reported hail events. 70!
That's crazy. And it's not just hail, right?
Not even close. We've had 98 severe weather warnings in the past year. Winds that hit 80 miles an hour. Tornadoes. Remember that warehouse that collapsed in Louisville back in March? That was probably a tornado.
Yeah, I remember that. So here's my question. If we're getting hit with all this severe weather, how do people know if they've got enough coverage?
That's the million-dollar question. And honestly, most people don't have enough. Here's why. Home values in Denton have gone up over $100,000 since 2011. If you bought your house 5 years ago and never looked at your policy again, you're probably way underinsured.
So what should people actually have?
You need enough to rebuild your house at today's prices. Not what you paid for it, not what it's worth if you sold it, but what it would cost to completely rebuild it from scratch. And honestly, you might want to get extended replacement cost that gives you like a 25 or 50% cushion.
That makes so much sense. And this is exactly why you need someone local who gets it. Like, a house in Carnegie Ridge is going to cost different to rebuild than something near downtown Denton Square, right? You need an agent who knows that stuff. That's where Shell Insurance comes in. They really understand Denton County. You can call them at 972-433-4546 or check out shellinsurance.com. That's SCHELLinsurance.com.
Yes, and here's something else people don't realize. The deductibles for wind and hail are different. They're usually a percentage, not a flat amount.
Wait, explain that.
Okay, so instead of like a $1,000 deductible, you might have a 2% wind and hail deductible. So if your house is insured for $300,000, that's $6,000 you're paying out of pocket before insurance kicks in.
Whoa, that's a huge difference.
Right? And this is stuff Shell Insurance explains up front, so you're not shocked when you file a claim.
Okay, here's something I think a lot of people get wrong. Flood insurance. People think their homeowner's policy covers flooding, especially if they're near Lake Louisville or Lake Ray Roberts.
Oh man, this is such a big misconception. Your homeowner's policy does not cover floods, period. Doesn't matter if you have HOA, HO3, or HOB. You need a separate flood policy.
Even if you're not in a flood zone.
Even then, flash floods can happen anywhere. We get storms that dump 1.5 inches of rain an hour. That'll overwhelm any drainage system. You can get flood insurance through the National Flood Insurance Program, and honestly, it's worth it for peace of mind.
That's really good to know. All right, what about things that affect how much you pay? Because I know rates are all over the place.
Oh yeah, your credit score is huge. It can change your premium by almost $1,000 a year in Denton County. People with poor credit pay like 44% more.
No way!
Yes, and your home's age matters too. Older homes can pay up to 60% more than new construction. Even the materials matter. Frame homes cost about 10% more than brick.
So there's actually stuff you can do to lower your rate?
Totally. And this is another reason to work with someone like Shell Insurance. They help you figure out what's driving your cost and how to bring it down. Give them a call at 972-433-4546 or visit shellinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-L-L insurance.com.
Okay, let's talk about what's actually in these policies, because I think people just assume everything's covered and don't really know the details.
Yes, so there are six main parts. Coverage A is your dwelling, the house itself. Coverage B is other structures, like your garage, your shed. Coverage C is your personal property, all your stuff. Coverage D is loss of use. That pays for a hotel or rental if you can't live in your house while it's being fixed.
And then there's the liability stuff, right?
Exactly. Coverage E is personal liability, if someone gets hurt on your property or you accidentally damage someone else's stuff. And coverage F is medical payments. If a guest gets hurt at your house, it pays their medical bills, no questions asked.
Okay, I've got to ask about something I've heard. Replacement cost versus actual cash value. What's the deal with that?
This is so important. Actual cash value means they pay you the depreciated value. So like if your roof is 10 years old and halfway through its life, you only get 50% of what it costs to replace it.
That seems terrible.
It is. That's why you want replacement cost coverage. It pays to actually replace what got damaged without taking off for depreciation. It costs a little more, but when you're dealing with storm damage, which happens all the time here, you'll be so glad you have it.
For sure. What about add-ons? Are there things people should be adding to their policies?
Yeah, water backup coverage is big. That's for sewer or drain backups. With our heavy rains, that's worth having. Ordinance or law coverage pays to bring your house up to current building codes if you have to rebuild. And equipment breakdown covers stuff like your AC, water heater, appliances. When it's over 100 degrees outside, that AC breaking is a real risk.
All of this is so specific to Denton County. Like, Shell Insurance knows this stuff because they've seen it happen in Flower Mound, in Corinth, all over the area. They know what actually happens when storms roll through. You can reach them at 972-433-4546 or shellinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-L-L insurance.com.
Yes, and here's what people should actually do. Take pictures and videos of everything you own, serial numbers, receipts, all of it, stored in the cloud or somewhere safe.
And if you've done any upgrades or renovations, document those too, right?
Absolutely, because that increases your replacement cost and you need proof. And honestly, everyone in Denton County should be reviewing their coverage every single year. Home values are going up so fast, what was enough 3 years ago probably isn't anymore.
And Shell Insurance actually does that for their clients, right? Like, they don't just sell you a policy and disappear.
Exactly. They do annual reviews to make sure you're still properly covered as things change.
Okay, let's wrap this up with the big takeaways. First, know what type of policy you have. Is it HOA, HO3, or HOB? Make sure it's right for the weather risks we face here.
Second, make sure your dwelling coverage is high enough to actually rebuild your house at today's costs. Review it every year.
Third, understand your deductibles, especially that percentage-based wind and hail deductible.
Fourth, get flood insurance even if you're not in a flood zone, seriously.
And fifth, work with someone local who really knows Denton County, someone who understands the neighborhoods, the weather patterns, all of it. That's what Shell Insurance brings to the table.
Don't wait until after a storm hits to find out you're not covered properly. Call Shell Insurance today at 972-433-4546 or visit shellinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-L-L insurance.com.
Living here means dealing with crazy weather, but it doesn't mean you have to stress about whether you're protected. Get the right coverage and you'll have peace of mind.
Absolutely. All right, Denton County, stay safe out there and make sure you're covered.
Thanks for listening to Insurance Talk Texas. We'll catch you next time.